Haley, welcome to today's podcast episode. You know, the crazy thing is, I understand the entire concept around scheduling your posts and having them go out a certain time and having them every Friday or every Monday or whatever. But I truly believe when it comes to the podcast that I let God lead me here, okay? And I just really want to make sure that you truly understand that there are going to be some things in your life that you can't put a time on, all right? If you have kids, you really know what I'm talking about, right? You could be in your groove at work, and then you get that phone call, and you looking at your phone, and you just see daycare, or you see, you know, the sitter's name, or you see the school name, and you're like, oh my goodness, what's going on? You answer the phone like, you know, which child is it, or is everything okay? And then, you know, depending on the situation, you may have to go and stop what you're doing and go pick up your child. So the reason I started off like this is because I really want you to take off the constructs of what other people say you should do in terms of time frame, and instead begin to look at time as more of placing your priority towards it, but understanding you do have to be flexible. You can't be so rigid when it comes to your time, because who is to say that it's your time? I absolutely love, there's this video by Justin Owens. His page is New Age CEO online. And I actually met him maybe almost 2 years ago when I went to a Believe conference. And at that conference, mind you, if you've listened to previous podcast episodes, I talked about how, you know, that was like my biggest investment at that time, where I paid $2,000 for the highest tier platinum ticket, because I decided that I needed to invest in myself at the highest level, because I knew that doing so would place me around other people who were doing the same thing. And I was desperately looking for a tribe that could help uplift me, because in my circle, not my friend circle, but in my professional circle, I am the leader. And so I really needed to change up my professional circle to be around people who were outside of my industry, but also people who operated and played at the highest level in their industries as well. So I went to the event. He was a platinum ticket holder as well. Now, funny thing is, I went to the conference when they had it again, because they have it annually, and he was a speaker at the next one, right? But the one that I first met him, he was not a speaker. And I went to that conference by myself. So I sat down and I ran into people I knew, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you flew here. I didn't even know you was coming to this event. So, you know, we're all connecting, and one of my old coaches was there, and he said, hey, you know, let me introduce you to Justin Owens. So met him, phenomenal young man. He is like, I love his content, because he actually did a video where he talked about the apple tree, and he said that, you know, when it comes to the apple tree, when you plant the seed, when you plant the apple seed, it's going to take at least 6 months for that apple tree to sprout and begin to produce apples. Now, I'm not a farmer, so I really don't know how long it takes an apple tree to grow. But he was saying how, imagine if you planted it and after a month you dig up the seed thinking that it's a bad seed, right? Thinking that, oh, it's just, it needs to be in different soil, or you're making all these changes to the seed instead of giving it that time for it to sprout. And he compared it to how we look at our success, and we begin to, you know, go for something, invest in something, and then after 6 months or after a year, we're like, oh, it doesn't work. And so we then switch up and go do something else, right? And if you think about the bamboo tree takes a long time to sprout. But when it does sprout, it shoots up immediately. So the thing that I want you to really think about is, where in your life are you being too impatient? And if you would have asked me this question a year ago, I would have said, okay, well, you know, I'm letting people get on my nerves. I would have said, like, I'm trying to rush the process. I would have said, oh, you know, I'm just being too hard on myself. So I'm trying to force myself to just go, 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 go. But now, after taking the time to truly stop and figure out what it is that God has brought me here to do, which is going to evolve over time, I realized that I kept uprooting myself out of soil that was meant to cultivate whatever level. Now, mind you, the coach that introduced me to him at the event 2 years ago, I had known him 7 years because we were in a company together. We kept in contact. You know, we meet every now and again when we're in the same city, and it's just always been a good vibe when we talk. But the thing is, when he met me, I was, you know, in that student seat of just wanting to learn and hungry and needing to learn more. And so then here we are 7 years later, and I'm still that student. I still have that respect for him. I still learn from him. I still give him that honor and respect as well, even though we are in two different industries and he's moved on and done other things and I've moved on and done other things. And the thing is, if I would have uprooted myself out of the educational space that I was in, if I would have said, no, let me just go ahead and quit after a year, 7 years is a long time. And most people would just be like, oh, if I don't see the success in 1 year, something is wrong. If I don't see the success in 6 months, something is wrong. And I want you to know that even though my aesthetic career seemed as if it sprouted so fast in 5 years, I want you to know that really in my career of hospitality, I'm on year 16, 17. Because I started as a teenager. And I realized that I do love talking to people. More specifically, I love the element of service to people. I love being able to take a clean slate and be able to build a customer experience to say, this type of experience is what this type of customer is looking for. To be able to say, this is how we want the entire customer experience to be, from the first time they hear about us all the way to them making a decision to return and come back. And when they come back, the experience stays the same. I know that that's what I love to do. But imagine if I would have consistently been impatient and kept uprooting myself every single year. Imagine if I would have just gave up on myself and said, oh, it can't happen. Imagine if I kept feeding myself this story of doubt and really pushing myself into whatever new thing came out and saying, oh, well, today I'm gonna do facials. Well, tomorrow I'm gonna do waxing. Next week I'm gonna do lashes. Maybe I should do body contouring. Maybe I should do this. And mind you, when you try something, that's one thing. But when you try something and you see it's not working and you keep holding on to it and you refuse to let it go, you will reach a point where you've held on to it for so long that letting it go, the time has passed. You may have taken on a belief from a coach or a friend or whoever that says that Black people are not going to get facials. And I'm using that example because that's what people told me when I first opened my business. Black people don't get facials. That was 5 years ago. If I would have held on to that concept, because at that time when I was told that, I decided to invest in a body contouring class. So I started doing body contouring services. And after doing that for 3 months, I realized my facial service was the one that was booked the most. So I had to make a decision. Either I continue to sell this high-priced body contouring treatment and I'm over here working my back and doing all this stuff to get out cellulite and skin tighten and all of that, or I look at what my data is telling me and I go into facials and really commit to going vertically deep into the facial career. If I would have decided to hold on to body contouring for month after month, year after year, eventually the time would come where it would be hard for me to let that go, because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, but people, you know, I have body contouring clients. People know that I do body contouring. People know I do facials. I just can't let them go. And some of you are in that situation where you started off, you did a whole bunch of services, you do lashes, facials, waxing, all kind of stuff. And your data is telling you that there are 1 to 2 services that majority of your clientele go to, but you're refusing to let go of that one service because you have maybe 10 to 12 people that come to you faithfully for that service. And so now the time for you to let that go has passed, and you're in your mind heavily about it because you're thinking, I don't want to let those people go. When your data is clearly telling you, this is your area, this is your seed that is growing right now. And is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. Making the decision is free. Actually following through with it takes a cost. When I made the decision to say, I'm no longer begging licensed individuals to actually do the work. So you can pay the money to get into my programs. When you get into my programs, if you get overwhelmed and you decide to go Secret Service and disappear and go ghost, and then you want to come back a year later for somebody to help you, you've just missed an entire year of change that your life could have had. And after I realized, you know what, I have more people who are either in school or fresh out of school who are willing to learn, who are committed to learning, who want to learn, I had to say, you know what, I have to make a decision. My data is telling me that I am more of a foundational esthetician. I've taken many students right out of school and they've been able to take their business to 5 and 6 figures. And understanding that, I had to say, you know what? This is going to hurt. It is going to hurt to say, hey, this is the last opportunity to get in my programs as a licensed individual. So if you're considering my programs, now's the time to do it. When I made that decision, the decision was free. It was me making up my mind. I even did a live talking about a made up mind. And I even got emotional on that live because I was like, I want you all to grow and see that when it comes to the luxury industry, we are not present. And even in doing that, I still had so many instances where talking to licensed estheticians, you've been burned either by the school experience. You've invested thousands and thousands of dollars into aesthetic school. You went through the pandemic with it. And so basically, you had a virtual education, you left school and didn't feel like you got everything you needed to get. And then when you graduated, you're unsure of what to do. So you just go and make an impulsive decision to open your own business and you don't have the knowledge to run a business. So you're really just running it like it's just a job. You're creating another job for yourself, but you're not understanding how to talk to your client. You're not understanding how to promote yourself online. So then you turn around and you put up these huge discounts because you really just need somebody to come in and give you a chance. And then you're upset because you're like, okay, I don't know what to do. So you start following all these different estheticians trying to figure out what to do. And then you find the esthetician that you're like, oh my gosh, she got a lot of followers. You know, she seemed like she doing it. And then she also selling a class. Like, I'm gonna go take her class. And you're taking all these classes. And then when you get to me, now you're like so bogged down by the ideas and the thoughts of other people. And when I stop you and say, what do you want to do for your career? You don't know. Because you've gotten past the point of letting go. You've done your own thing for so long that subconsciously you don't realize that you are not available to take advice from somebody else. You've taken advice from other people for so long and you haven't gotten the results that you wanted to have because you bought a course or you bought a program to listen to somebody else tell you what worked for them. But nobody stopped and took the time to say, hey, Elite, what do you want? What does a perfect day look like for you? What does a perfect week look like for you? Do you want to pick up your kids from school? Did you know it is okay to drop your child off at 7 in the morning, work from 8:30 get off at 2 o'clock and go pick them up at 3 and go home and make dinner and then do a couple of emails or get you a VA that can handle your admin and you be able to help your children take a bath and put them in bed and read them a story so that you can do it again tomorrow. No one told you that that is possible for your life. And because no one told you that it's possible, you feel stuck. You don't feel like it's possible. And you feel as if every person that's selling you a class is out to take something from you. And that is because you spent so much time chasing a result when you haven't spent the time understanding that what you want wants you. But if you keep uprooting yourself out of the soil that you place yourself in, you will continue to stop and halt the growth of your tree. And by the time you finally realize that, your seed has been damaged. It has been put in and pulled out of so much toxic environments that you don't know what to do. You don't know what you done forgot you a whole apple seed and that you have fruit that you're supposed to bear. And I know the decision is hard. Trust me, the decision for me to walk away from a program that I created, originally I created it to document my journey because I know that my experience prior to becoming an esthetician is super rare in our industry. There were many times once I made that decision, I felt immediately ill. There was a time I said, you know what? I'm just going to go back to work. Like, it's nothing. I already know that I have a 6-figure plus job waiting on me because I was in executive management. So it's nothing. I'm just going to go ahead and go back to work. I don't want to deal with people. I'm just going to take a couple clients on the weekend, go work a regular job, and I'm going to be chill. When you make a decision in your mind, you're going to go back and forth, like, oh my God, did I make the right decision? Did I do this? Did I do that? Okay, maybe let me just do what's easy. Let me just not do nothing hard. I just want to do something easy. Like, let's just knock this out. And that literally making the decision, you haven't even spent anything towards where you're trying to go yet. You just made the decision and said, I need a change. So then here we are where it's time to actually put that investment into place to actually be who you say you are. When it was time for me to make the decision and I said, hey, this is the decision. We are not going to be registering licensed estheticians anymore. If you would like to have access to my programs where I sit down and I talk to you and I work with you to help you to build your system so that your business can thrive, then you're going to have to come to conference. And if you miss the conference, it's a oh well. Because I realized I had to be committed to the things that I said I was going to do. My data told me most of the people that follow you are within 6 months of graduating or they are in school. The ones who come and they're 6 months plus, those be the ones that I have to fight with. So if you are 6 months plus, you done had your license for over 6 months, 3 years, 8 years, and you still ain't seen no success, I want to tell you, sit down and figure out what this next level is going to require from you. If you're sitting at 2, 5, 10K months and you're trying to double that, you have to sit down and ask yourself, when I double this income, what will that require from me? For some of you, it will require that you get in therapy. For some of you, it will require that you get off of Groupon. For some of you, it will require that you get away from this whole esty bestie concept. And I'm gonna make sure I clarify it. While I love the esty bestie community, I don't love the fact that there's not enough true mentorship in the esty bestie community. You can have an esty bestie, but I'd rather you be my rich friend. Correction. I'd rather you be my rich student. Actually, I'd rather you be both. But when you're sitting in an environment where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm with my SD besties, I'm chilling, woo, woo, woo. It's like, okay, but what are we talking about here? What are we really talking about? And you have to ask yourself this. When I go into environments and I'm placing myself in the environments with other estheticians, am I learning what I need to learn to get to the next level? This is deeper than just learn today, teach tomorrow. No. I mean, really sit down and figure it out. When you look back at the last event you went to and you look back at the pictures and you look back at all the community and things that you had at that event? Can you really sit down and say, when I left that event, I had the tools that can help me to deal with the obstacles I face every day? For some of you, it's comparison. And you go to these events and you meet these people and you sit in the audience to listen to somebody else talk about how successful their career is. And then they celebrate all the people who have reached this milestone that they've said was success. And now you're in the audience so inspired. But when you leave, you start comparing yourself, because when you don't hit those goals, you're like, oh my gosh, something is wrong with me. I just can't get it. No, nothing is wrong with you. You are a person that requires more intimate care. You are a person that needs somebody to encourage you to really start asking yourself these questions. Because in our industry, it's easy to build a stage for yourself in our industry. But when you build a room, a boardroom, and everybody's sitting at the same level, there's some people that will not let you thrive or let you be in the spotlight, because they put the event on, because they presented the event, because they're selling the class, because they want to get your $750 for a lash class, and you can't even do lashes in your state. And the reason I'm so passionate about this is because when it comes to building a business in the luxury industry, Black women, we fall short. We spend so much time in Black girl luxury, but not enough time in Black girl excellence. There is a cost to achieving the things you want to achieve. And sometimes that cost means walking away from things that the masses say is normal. Sometimes that means speaking out on the things that do not live in excellence. Sometimes it's being able to say, listen, you will not disrespect me in my business. If you have the balls enough to come in my business and tell me I'm too expensive and tell me I need to take my prices down, then I need to also have the balls enough to tell you, so for this appointment, I will offer you the opportunity to book a product or to order a product, but there's no need for you to get a service today. Many of your clients are blatantly disrespecting you solely because you're disrespecting yourself, and you're disrespecting yourself because you don't believe in yourself. This is why you're not taking classes. This is why when somebody says, hey, stop doing that fun size candy, stop putting these small teenage chips on your snack cart. Elevate it, because we are looking for a more elevated experience. Instead of you actually saying, you know what, let me try this. Instead, you say, oh, who this person think they are? This person is so judgmental. This person is talking so much crap. No. I'm telling you what I know, and I'm telling you, when it comes to luxury and when it comes to truly talking to the client who would not only pay you but tip you and rebook, you have to come correct, and you don't have a chance to redo it either. The minute you come out cheap and you've launched yourself cheap and they do their research on you and there's any level of mediocrity and cheapness on you, they're going to stay far away, because the higher you go in life, the less they want to put up with that craziness. This was not supposed to be a rant, but many of you will relate to what I'm about to say. When it comes to the Black salon or beauty experience, we grew up with this experience. We would go in and get our hair done 6 o'clock in the morning. It'd be a whole bunch of people in the shop. All you hear is blow dryers going. You know, every chair is full. Everybody looking at you like you crazy. You walking in and it's like you nervous and afraid. And your mom has to walk in and be like, hey, waiting for somebody to talk to them. They say, hey, who you here for? And your mom say, oh, you know, we here for Ashley. Oh, Ashley's not here yet. Y'all can have a seat over here. See, back then we would wait 30 minutes for Ashley. Back then we would get our hair done while there's 15 extra people sitting around. Back then we would sit under the dryer for 2.5 hours and just be like, whatever. Back then we would stay in the shop for 6 hours. Today, the people who had that experience are really not trying to put up with that experience as adults. They are willing to walk away. They are willing to pay for better. And they are willing to also be nice and not even leave a review letting you know how you need to elevate your experience. They would just go ahead and pay their last little payment and dip out and not even talk to you ever again. So that means for you in this day and age, you're going to have to connect to yourself and figure out who you are and figure out what you really want to bring to this industry. Because this industry, if you got any quit on you, just like Mighty Wooders says, if you have any quit on you, entrepreneurship is going to bring it out. If you have any quit on you and you got a whole license and you decide that you want to go back to work, entrepreneurship is going to bring that quit out. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's hard to change your life. It's hard to want to grow. It's hard to be the first person in your family to get six figures, seven figures, a degree, a big house, kids in private school, have a weekday off. It's hard to do that because we've learned how to live and not thrive. We've learned how to live and survive and struggle for so long. So thriving is too far off, right? But then you have to ask yourself, why is it so easy for me to choose to be comfortable in chaos than for me to say, let me bet on myself? When you ask that question, and you say, I'm going to bet on myself, you will stop taking any old thing that people give you. The final thought I want to leave you with is if you are looking to grow and get to the next level, stop being enticed by people's money and material things. Stop being enticed by people's money and material things. Because when you feel alone, when you feel shocked because you've seen your first 4 or 5 figure day, when you feel unsure because you want to try something new, but you've never seen it before, and you just need that one person to just say, you got this. Make sure those people are not just looking at you as a handout. Make sure that they're not looking at you in disgust. Make sure those people are not looking at you like you're nothing because you don't have what they have. The level of integrity that you need from the people around you will require tough conversations to let you know when you're not living out your full potential, but it will also uplift you and place you in a higher frequency. You should not be afraid to reach out to your coaches. You should be inspired. You should be enlightened to reach out to them for assistance. But you also have to turn around and apply the work. In this season, really figure out how long you have left in you to be where you are today. Whatever you're feeling right now, ask yourself, how long do I have to be in this situation? How long can I last in this relationship? How long can I last in this suite? Some of you are in a suite where you know that's not where you're supposed to be. How long can I last being my own boss? Maybe you do need to go back and find and actually go apply to a job. It's actually harder to apply to work at a world-class spa because they are very vain. You got to make sure you fit what they're trying to sell. How long can you sit there with your bank account the way it is? How long can you sit there without actually listening to the information? How many resources do you have that you that have dust on them and you haven't even tapped into them? How long can you live today over and over and over again? How long do you have in you? A week? A month, a year, even further, how long have you been living in that? If you remember finding me a year ago and you're still where you were a year ago, ask yourself how much longer you have to give to that. How much longer do you have to stay right there in that spot? I can't answer that for you. If you can't answer that question, you definitely have the answer of why you're not getting more clients, because you are refusing to grow. You're a seed in the soil, yet you're choosing not to sprout because you don't want to be broken open. The seed has to be broken open in order to sprout through the soil. When are you going to allow the transformation to take place? All right, y'all. So listen, I'm going ahead because I got some work to do, and I am devoting at least half my day to doing some cleanups in the house since my housekeeper ain't here. So I need y'all to get this. I really need y'all to get this. And I know if you're listening into this podcast that you are ready to grow. I know that if you are listening to this podcast and you are especially made it this far into this episode, I know that you are yearning for your next level. You just have to really shift from being fearful to having faith and really take the time to just stop. If you are at a point where you're just going, like, wait, just stop. What are you doing over and over again that is not working? But let's start there. How long do you have to sit here in this spot? Let's start there. And once you get those answers, it will begin to open up for you where you will know what your next step is. All right. I see less working for you. I see vacations for you. I see online orders coming in, them Stripe notifications, Shopify notifications, Square notifications, booking notifications. I see all that for you. But you got to stop and have enough time to realize that you can have it too. Listen, I'm going to get up off of here. Make sure whatever you do, you stay elite. And I will see you in the next podcast episode. If this episode touched you, make sure that you tag me on Elite Estheticians. Let me know that this podcast helped you today. And I definitely want you to have an amazing day and weekend.